This is Sierra Turi. It is October 1st, 2018, and the time is 12:33. I am here with
Vandenberg County Sheriff David Wedding. Last name is W-E-D-D-I-N-G.
Right. So, the first question I have for you is, can you describe the work that you're doing here today at the Fall Festival?
Yeah, each year the Sheriff's Office puts up our booth in front of Lost and Found. Our mission is to put bracelets on little children because oftentimes they get displaced from their parents or the guardians, brothers or sisters, and then they run around aimlessly. They don't know how to contact the loved one. By putting the bracelet on with a cell phone number on it, they're instructed to go up to a policeman, firefighter, or nut clubber with the hats on. They pull the bracelet off, we call the loved one, they reunite the child with the family member.
This is the first time you've done this, or have you done this in
No, we've done this for many years.
Many years?
Yes.
Would you say, can you tell me about the first time you worked here at the Fall Festival doing this?
Well, I've worked here for many years, but we started this quite some time ago. One of the things we do other than putting on the bracelets, it's kind of like it's a public relations tool. Mm-hmm. People expect to see their law enforcement officials out here, certainly the sheriff of the community. They want to be here, they want to interact with you, they may want to tell you a story, convey a problem, or just interact with you. So we feel one of the largest street festivals in Southwest Indiana, it's good for us to be here amongst the nut clubbers.
What makes the Fall Festival different from other local festivals or events that you've been to?
Well, I guess just the raw number of people that will attend this week is probably historically one of the largest attended events in Indiana, and they claim in the United States for street festival. I don't know for sure, but I do know we have a extremely large crowd beginning yesterday and concluding on Saturday. It's a very charitable event because most of these booths are not for profit. They're raising money for their churches or their organizations. So most people give freely to those to get some greasy food. I'm one of those people who will spend a lot of money here with that. So I enjoy it. And I just like the interaction because Evansville in Vandenberg County is a pretty good place to live, I think, overall. We got good people, committed people, and here they come and gather for a week and chat with one another, eat one another, take kids on rides. It's just a fun time.
Can you tell me a story that shows why you think that?
Well, I don't. There's not really one story. I think if you just look, if you look at it right now, the streets, it's 12:35. They're fairly crowded for a Monday afternoon, but we've shut this area down and people just come. And it's an annual event. I think it's sustained for almost 100 years. I know the Nut Club have given away probably millions of dollars to organizations with this money that they raise. So what better way to bring everybody and have a good time and then reward charities with the money that they earn?
What is your favorite Fall Festival memory?
I don't know if I have a favorite one. I just, as a child, obviously you're with your young friends, so coming here as a little kid and riding rides and running around with your buddies was one thing. Now as an adult and the elected sheriff, I enjoy the week just chit-chatting with the various people in my community.
What else do you think people ought to know about the Fall Festival?
That sometimes you'll have University of Southern Indiana students come up and bug you.
Right.
Now, one thing, when you do have large crowds, it's not without trouble. So people need to be cognizant of if you're a parent, know where your young children are.
Yeah.
Where you're parking, spend the $5 to park close. Don't try to park a long, long way away and try to come up here with young children. Or if you're by yourself and you're a young female, park close, spend $5 to park. Get close. Because when you have a large group of people, if you have 0.5% that are kind of bad or shady, you could run into some trouble. So anytime you have a large crowd, there could be problems. So you want to be cognizant of your surroundings. Maybe leave at adequate times of the night. And if you're a parent, tell your children if they're coming together in groups to stay together. Don't separate. Don't run off by yourself. And as a parent, you should keep an eye on your young children when you're together. Every single year, we have lost children come to our booth that have been separated from their parents. Every single year.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. That's all the questions I have. Do you have any questions for me?
Do I get like a ball app side of that right now?
Thank you. I'll just need you to sign this consent form.
It's I don't have to sign. Yeah, seriously. I'm a public official. You don't have to have release. Seriously. When we say it's public, how you doing? Now, if I was this John Q. Public, you damn sign. A public official has no right to privacy.
All right.
So that's what we, when we're elected office, we have no right. Okay. When you talk to me, it's public.
All right. Okay? Well, thank you
so much. Any public official talk to, it's not private.
All right.
Not when you're in office. You have no right to privacy.
Yes.
It's something you learn.
Yes. You
bring your class on.
What?
Are you in government class or anything like that?
I'm extremely because I'm retired now.
But when you talk to an average person on the street, you talk to a private person. And what they say to you could be construed as, I don't want to know this, but you talk to anybody that's elected, blue sheep, we have the right class. Zero. Because we work for you.
Well, thank you for your
time. Have fun. Hey, by the way, you guys like our deputies out there on campus? Have you seen our deputies?
Yeah.
You seen?
Yeah.
You know we have? She ain't know we have nothing. How you guys doing? No, we do. We have 5 new deputies working out there with you. You still say? You ought to go interview them sometime.
All right.
Talk to them about working on campus. We just started the first time ever. Did you know that? You didn't know that, did you?
Yeah.
No, we have 5 deputies assigned to the campus.
All right.
To help protect the campus.
Well, thank you.
See you guys.
Thank you.